Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle of Life quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor to write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Living Life on Purpose show. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be talking to you guys today. One of the things I come across all the time as a life coach and as a yoga teacher is that everybody always tries to make things complicated. When they have goals, they're working on like 9 things at once instead of keeping things simple. And a lot of times we ignore the basics. We try these elaborate ideas. We try these great, big, complex processes to get things done. And we ignore the simple because we think the simple isn't valuable. That if it's simple, then it must not be good. And so today I want to talk about why you should stick to the basics and forget the complex. Because you probably already know way more than you need to know to make some big improvements in your life. Mastering the basics is all you probably need to greatly enhance your health, fitness, relationships, finances, and career. Few people really need to move beyond the basics. Your life would change for the better if you spend more time mastering the basics and less time worrying about the complex. So I want to talk about some facts for you to keep in mind. The basics provide at least 80 to 90% of the results of nearly anything you want to accomplish. Mastering the basics is the most important first step towards mastering anything. In fact, unless you want to take something to the highest level, the basics are likely all you need. Let's take your health, for example. What are the things that matter most? Diet? If you eat fruits and vegetables, consume from protein, and avoid the foods you know are unhealthy, you're in a good place. Exercise. 30 minutes of basic exercise 5 days a week is sufficient to maximize your health. Sleep? Get enough of it? How much is enough? If you're not tired when you wake up, you're getting enough. There's really not much else that matters. Eat well, get some exercise, and get enough sleep. If you do these 3 things well, you'll look and feel great. It's easy to learn the basics. This is good and bad. Since the basics are easy to learn, we assume they're not relevant. But if you realize how relevant the basics are, you can make a lot of progress in a short period of time. The basics might be boring. The details and the complex are always more interesting than the basics. Eating your veggies and getting 8 hours of sleep isn't as interesting as figuring out the perfect blend of amino acids or finding the optimal training shoes. The basics might not be interesting, but that doesn't mean they aren't important. The details and the complex contribute little. The small details only contribute incremental improvements. It's not beneficial to spend valuable time on complex strategies until you have the basics mastered. You're most likely addicted to the complex. Our brains love complex things. We're addicted to trying to figure things out. This makes mastering the basics more difficult. Recognizing the value of the basics makes it easier to avoid the trap of becoming obsessed with the details. The complex can take a lot of time to master. Another downside to focusing on complex ideas and strategies is the vast amount of time it can take to really make any progress. Spending a lot of time on something that contributes very little is a poor strategy. That's not to say that the more complex ideas and techniques are never worth your time. Get good at the basics and then see if there is a need to go further. The fundamentals matter whether you are talking about boxing or dating. Completing 5 advanced courses on flirting won't help your dating life as much as looking your best, having a life you're excited about, and being pleasant and sociable with everyone you meet. Consider these impactful words by Bruce Lee. I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. Moving forward, let go of the complex and develop a desire to master the basics. Most of the challenges in your life are from the failure to master and apply the basics consistently and intelligently. Whether you need an upgrade to your health, social life, finances, or your career, the basics are really all you need and all that is required. I hope this helps, my friends. I look forward to talking to you next week. And remember, life is short. Let's all learn to live it on purpose.
Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.